Hi. I'm gay.
That I'm gay? Shut up. That's crazy.
That's so crazy. And you know what's even crazier?
What?
Gay romance novels. And how awful they are.
Oh, my God.
This is why.
What's your name?
I'm Michelle.
I'm Rose.
And I'm gay.
And I'm also gay.
And this is gay literature.
This is gay literature, bitch.
Roll the actual clip.
This is literature, bitch.
I think they're all gay right now.
Perfect. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Gay Pride. Go the gays. If you're gay, you can say. If you're not, sashay away.
Who said that? White people of nowhere, though. I'm ready to fight. That was incredible.
That was amazing.
I've never been more on beat in my life.
I actually think we should release an album.
We should. Lewd Literature exclusive album. Where it's like, I like alien porn.
Yeah.
There's so many tracks.
We be singing.
The Crates and Boxes.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite song ever.
You have
sung.
Some good songs too.
Thanks.
This one was amazing.
No, that was good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay Pride. Anyways, happy Pride Month, everybody. Hope you are being gay and doing crime this month. But here's the thing.
You know what's a crime?
I have a bone to pick with the gays. I do.
You do. Okay.
Because the only gay author or author of gay novels that I can read is did Ben ruin gay books for us?
No, absolutely. Why is he the no. FT Lukens is on it too. He's on the vibe as well.
Yeah, but like that's why I'm talking like smut. Gay smut.
Yeah, no, Ben's the only one.
Like did he ruin us for gay smut?
Ben, why couldn't you be a lesbian? I need lesbian smut written by Ben.
Anyways, so
we
here
were this
we are.
Close. Wait, we should ask Ben if he knows any. Why have we not asked Ben?
I think we
Where
asked
are your lesbian
him
friends at?
No, we asked him before, and he was saying that like he doesn't really know because he mostly just reads like gay or heterosexual.
He doesn't know any lesbian authors who write good books.
No.
I guess he's not reading lesbian.
Like, I don't think, like, he... I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him. I'm just talking on my ass. I am not... I do not represent Ben Alderman at all. So please, no legal team come after me. But, like, usually any novels that he's, like, promoted have usually been, like, gay ones.
God. That's so
Anyways,
gay.
Here we are. A year later, still being disappointed by lesbian smut.
I know. And here's the saddest part. A lesbian recommended me this book.
I would never... How do you even know she's a lesbian? I would question her sexuality if
she
I were you.
Is married to a woman.
That doesn't mean shit, actually, to me. It doesn't. Not this book?
No, I know.
Being the best out of the three?
But here's the thing. Here's what I think it is, all right? And I actually feel bad for, like, the lesbians. I feel bad for the lesbians because if this is what she's recommending to me and she's like, oh, this was a good book.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot.
They don't have a lot.
They do not have a lot. No. And you know what? Every June, not even in June, we look for lesbian smut
all year round.
If you know.
No, it's so true.
Please, please DM us if you know
Our
some good
only criteria
smut.
Is like, I
scissoring.
Don't. Well, scissoring is a plus. But I don't. This is my only criteria with lesbian smut is I don't care for the gay struggle story.
Yeah.
That's not the plot that I want. That's one. Okay. Granted, it is Pride Month. The gays are the ultimate haters. So this is why we're hating on this book. By the way, if you don't understand what book we're reading, it's. Oh my God. I don't. It's already
Count
burned
your lucky
it from,
stars.
I've already burned it from my brain.
Bye.
Count Your Lucky Stars by Alexandria Belfer.
I guess I should read the back. Look how long the fucking back is.
Bro, my coworker read the back of it and she goes, this book sounds really great. And I go, I know. How disappointing.
Okay, there's a couple things that I will say, like, disclaimer for the hate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, honestly, and I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, I hated the writing style. And I think, no, like, I really didn't like how this was written. And I think the story was like it would have been more digestible and less of a hate train if I actually liked
the
way.
If the plot wasn't pointless?
No, not even the plot. Like, I don't give a fuck about plot. We already know this plot isn't important to me.
Yeah.
But if I'm reading smut and it's good smut and poorly written, I'll take a half a point off, but I'll still like it.
Yeah.
But if it's smut with horrific writing, the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. You skimmed some pages in here, right?
I skimmed so much of this book and missed nothing.
Honestly, I don't doubt it. Are there emojis when they text?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, I'm going to read the back because this is just a hate train, first and foremost. In case you guys were wondering, we did not like this book. Neither of us liked it. No. We will be ragging on this book the entire time. If you like this book, you will be disappointed by this review.
And we didn't like it. I'm really sorry that your list of lesbian smut is so terrible, dry.
So dry. Also, this is no hate to Alexandria.
No, Bellflier. I love you, bitch, but, like, take it right in. No, I'm just kidding. And that's the thing. It's, like, and I know that there's this whole, like, controversy on, like, Book Talk about, like, negative reviews and, like, tagging authors and stuff. I would never tag the author in this review. This review is for the people. It's not for the author.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times.
But also.
But if you see on our Instagram, okay,
yeah,
the books that we really enjoy, I tag the author.
Yeah.
The books that I do not enjoy, I don't tag the author. Because yeah. I don't want someone to be like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then like watch the review and we're literally like, I'm getting ready to kill this bitch. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, yeah. that'd be so upsetting. So,
but I also
once again, this is not hate to the author. Do I yeah. hate her writing style? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I think she's a good novelist? No. No, I'm just kidding.
I think the thing is that, like, obviously, every author isn't going to be for every reader.
No.
So just because we really hated this book.
No, this is a great intro. You know what I told Dave today? And I said to my coworker today, too. I said, you know what? I think I'm just having a really hard time with human and human sex. Like, it's not doing it for me.
I'm not kidding. This was not a good book. I don't care that it was human and human. This was just not a good story.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not... Like, it might have been interesting if one of the bitches was an orc. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but this was still the most bland fucking book I've ever read in my life.
It was giving plain oatmeal, for sure.
You know what else this was giving? Fucking Persephone, written by you-know-fucking-who.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Why were they so... Okay, I'm reading the back.
Okay, read the back so that we can actually get into it, because I have so many things to say.
Margot Cooper doesn't do relationships. She tried and it blew up in her face. So she'll stick with the casual hookups. Thank you very much. That right there, we should have known not to read this book.
I didn't even read the back of the
book. I didn't either.
Who was it? Your cousin? Your cousin suggested this?
Like, love you, bestie. This was the worst book I've read.
And she went, this third one has the most smut in the series. And I went, bet. That's the one I'll buy.
Yeah. The other thing is that this author wrote the first book is The Gays. It's two girls. The second book is about the brother of one of the gay girls and his girlfriend. And then this one is about a friend of the brother and the gay girl. Like, it's this group, these groups of friends.
Yeah.
So, and this was the third book. And I forgot that this was a third book. So maybe... if I read the other two, I would have thought this book was interesting.
This is the thing. I think if we read the other books, I would like the other characters a bit more. Because there was that very, like, found family vibe where I was like, I don't fucking know you. Why are you speaking to me like this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I was like,
yeah,
I don't know how I'm, like, vibing with you. But I also don't think I would have read the first book and been like, I can't with this series.
But I feel like this must be also like Ben's books where it's like same universe but different stories. I should be able to pick this book up and read it and not have to feel like I had to read the other two just because they're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't feel that way.
Well, a little bit in the beginning with all the like acronyms and all these things. Like,
but then
the business aspect of it, because I'm assuming the first two books was like starting the business.
I guess.
Or starting the businesses. And I was like,
But then the whole thing, like this whole thing was about the wedding between the L and whatever his name was.
Brendan.
And Brendan. And I felt like that was a huge plot. I almost felt like I was reading a sequel to their romance book.
It wasn't L and Brendan. It was Annie and Brendan.
Right, because L's the lesbian.
L is with Darcy. Right. Very confused with that.
Anyway.
Darcy's
But didn't
Brendan's
you feel
brother.
Like you were kind of reading a sequel to like their love story of the wedding?
No, 100%.
Okay.
They were more of the main characters than these main characters.
Yeah. Margot Cooper doesn't do relationships. She tried it and it blew up in her face. So she'll stick with the casual hookups. Thank you very much. But now everyone in her crew has found the one and she's beginning to feel like a fifth wheel. And then fate, the heartless bitch, intervenes. While touring a wedding venue with her engaged friends, Margot comes face to face with Olivia Grant, her childhood friend, her first love, her first, well, everything. It's been 10 years, but the moment they lock eyes, Margot's cold, dead heart thumps in her chest. Olivia must be hallucinating. And the decade since she last saw Margot, her life hasn't gone exactly as planned. At almost 30, she's been married and divorced. However, a wedding planner job in Seattle means a fresh start and a chance to follow her dreams. Never in a million years did she expect her important new client's best woman would be the one that got away. When a series of unfortunate events leaves Olivia without a place to stay, Margot offers up her spare room because she's a very good person. And very good person is in capitals for some reason. Obviously, it has nothing to do with the fact that Olivia is as beautiful as ever, and the sparks between them still make Margot tingle. As they spend the time in close quarters, Margot starts to question her no-strings stance. Olivia is everything she's ever wanted, but Margot let her in once and ended in disaster. Will history repeat itself, or should she count her lucky stars that she gets a second chance with her first love?
I have two things to say. First thing, I think this book I think this book solidified my distaste for second chance romance. Okay? I'm not a second chance romance kind of gal.
Me either.
I really don't care to rehash what happened 10 years ago. Like no. Especially because it's all based on miscommunication.
And I hate
miscommunication.
This entire book from literally start to fucking finish.
Okay, but listen, this goes on my next point. Is it was, this is one thing I'll give the book, very lesbian core. It was very toxic. You know what I mean? Like, it was very like, oh my God, but you didn't want to move in with me the second I licked your pussy, so I thought you didn't want to be with me.
You shouldn't have had to ask.
And the best thing is they're like, oh my God. She goes, you didn't tell me that you didn't get the scholarship to go to the other college. And she goes, you didn't reply to my text the way I wanted you to. Very lesbian core.
Literally.
Have you seen the new? Well, probably not, though. I haven't either. But the new ultimatum with all the lesbians?
No.
Toxic, bro. At the reunion, one girl said, oh, yeah, I got arrested for domestic violence. It was very toxic.
Is that a show?
Yes, The Ultimatum.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's reality TV.
What?
Bro.
I don't watch any reality TV. That
oh
sounds
my
dull.
God. But it was like mad toxic.
So this book was Black Cat, Golden Retriever-esque. I mean, you can tell in the cover, the girl with short black hair and the flannel.
I'm wearing a flannel. I'm a lesbian today.
Has a black cat scratching her leg, and the Golden Retriever has blonde hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good observation.
So what I will say, the positive of this book.
Okay, give me the
dirty positive. Talk. Dirty talk. Dirty talk. That's the only thing I liked about this book. I love dirty talk. I liked the dirty talk in this book. If a woman ever spoke to me the way that Margot spoke to Olivia,
yeah,
I too would be in her bed for a week straight with my legs spread.
I did get a little tired of the, like, she said the same thing a couple of times.
I was just going to say, I texted you kind of like when I was about halfway through and you're like, oh, how are you liking the book? And I was like, it's okay, but it's so repetitive.
It is very repetitive.
This book felt like a debut novel, even though it wasn't. Do you know what I mean?
It definitely doesn't feel like the third book of a series.
No. it was so repetitive. And it wasn't even just like jokes were repetitive. The amount of times this author wrote, I pressed the palms of my hands into my eyes until I saw stars.
Yeah.
Every other chapter.
There's a lot of like eye pain.
There's a lot
of. Also, like it was.
Palm of my hand.
It was like this. Okay, this is my biggest problem. Is we had chapter 10. The whole chapter they were fucking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is absolutely fucking glorious. And then every single other sex scene was like, I slipped my finger in. You're dripping wet. It's rolling down my hand. And she fingers the girl for maybe like 6 seconds.
Yeah. And then she's coming.
And then she's coming.
And then the next paragraph is like, we fucked all night. I had 7 rolling orgasms, rolling into the next one, into the next one. It was mind-blowing. It was the best sex I've ever had, but we don't get to see any of
Bro,
it.
Bro, what I did...
None.
I did dog ear when they scissor, and it's like, it's so confusing to even understand.
When Michelle told me they scissored, I went, they what? Yeah, I do not remember this happening.
That's all I want in a lesbian novel. And I was like, what the fuck?
I literally, don't recall the scene.
I know, I'm going to find it.
Okay. She dog-eared it, everyone. So, yeah, the first sex scene, chapter 10, I was like, finally, here we go, let's go. And then, after that, it was just very brief or very, like, weirdly written, like very
quick. It was very confusing and like, to picture. And then as soon as I would picture it, she would be like, oh my God, she's coming in my hand.
Yeah. And then there was a scene where the cat gets the vibrator and like chews it. And I was like, that's weird to write about.
It's actually right here. I guess it's safe to say that it's pussy approved.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was weird. And then she's like, there's cat here all over my vibrator because I have to throw it out. Well, yeah. Yeah. I think that's safe to assume.
One thing that I did like about this book was even though it's Margot is very... and I didn't like either of these characters.
Me either.
So it's like even though Margot was a bit of like an annoying bitch... I did like the chapter where she's talking about like having a hard time being like happy for her friends doing these things.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, same. And I was like, this hits me in the soul. Like I, not in the same way where she's like, they're going to forget about me. No, but it's just being like, oh my God, like I feel like a bitch for like not being super excited. And I was like, same.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I'm feeling.
Also, there were so many
another part that I like, I dog-eared this part, was that basically right before they fucked, she goes, oh, I had my annual appointment last month. Everything came back negative. And the other girl goes, oh, my God, same. And they're like, bet. Let's fucking have sex now.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like, beaver dams needed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, they're just like, you're tested, I'm tested, let's
they go,
go.
Right, STDs? No? Which, granted... Also, like, the whole... I just feel like maybe she was trying to... the author was trying to touch on too many things at once. Like, putting boundaries with your ex-husband. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all these things where you're like, okay, yeah, like, I can see that being, like, something that would be interesting to read. But, oh, here's the...
Well, this is what I was going to say. There was way too many plot devices
like, just
in the story.
Yeah, too much, like... And then the fight that they had, and
was
that was,
so
like...
Fucking
it was so
stupid.
Dumb, and it was just like so like you could tell that I don't know if like the author was just like they needed some sort of twist. You know what I mean? Like some sort of plot.
They've already had miscommunication this entire book, and now you're gonna make them fight a day before the wedding.
It's day before the rehearsal. Okay, do you want me to read you literally the 2 sentences of them scissoring?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, she swept past from the small of my. Okay, hold on. Wait. Okay. Yanked the sweater off of Margot's head, then went back to touching Margot everywhere she could. Unable to keep her hands still, she swept a path from the small of Margot's back up the sides, tugging down the left cup of Margot's bra and closing her lips around Margot's nipple. Period. Next, like, paragraph. Sweat broke out along Margot's skin, dotting the space between her breasts, the hollow of her throat, the small of her back, slick beneath Olivia's hands. she gripped Marco's hips, helping her grind down a little harder. Broken sounds spilled from Marco's... This is the next paragraph. Broken sounds spilled from Marco's mouth as she rocked a little faster, chasing her own pleasure until her hips stuttered and she cried out against Olivia's shoulder, her whole body shaking as she came apart. Once she caught her breath, Marco lifted her head and looked at Olivia, lids heavy and smile sweet. And for a heart-stopping moment, Olivia couldn't get her lungs to work because Margo was looking at her like she was something special, like she was something Margo wanted to keep. That was it. That's the scissoring scene.
I remember that
That's
scene.
That's the scissoring scene.
I did not
because
comprehend
so
that as being scissoring.
Because it's so confusing to read. Because
Are you sure? I think...
Listen, Linda.
She mentions her hand and then she mentions grinding down. I thought she was talking about grinding on her hand.
She does say thigh. So it goes, her breath started catching loudly. She dropped her hand to the side of Olivia's neck, thumb brushing the hollow of the front of her throat as she leaned closer, covering Olivia's mouth with hers and grinding her hips down against Olivia's thigh. So, like, they're grinding on each other, presumably scissoring because you're right fucking there.
It sounds like they're just grinding on each other's thighs.
And then she takes off her sweater and this and that. And that's that paragraph. This is it. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay. Even when, like, she rode Olivia's face, like, so quick. And I'm like, I like Margot the best out of anybody in this whole fucking story, and she gets no time to fuck. Like, I'm reading about Olivia getting fingered sideways and her fucking clit being rubbed, but then, like, for the whole chapter 10, and then Olivia goes, oh my God, sit on my face. And she goes, really? She goes, yeah. And then next scene is Margot's back arched as she... groaned, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, even then, the orgasm was so confusing. Like, I was like, are they coming right now? Because there's no, like, I shoved my fucking fingers in her mouth to keep her screams lower. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing that, it literally was just a gargled sound came from her throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cuddled next to me and said, hi.
Bro, it was like one sentence in the book that was like, she tasted like mouthwash and Olivia wanted, is what the sentence was. Like really near the end when Olivia shows up, Olivia kissed Margo and she tasted like mouthwash and Margo wanted, period. Wanted what? What do you mean wanted?
I'm confused. Like, the writing was really
bad.
Hard to picture. Like, even the audiobook that I'm listening to now, right? I have no clue what's going on, but I'm there with them.
Yeah.
Like, the writing's really good, and I'm like... I'm listening to the audiobook a couple times a week, right? Like, when I go to the gym, usually, and I listened to it this morning while I was getting ready for work. And it's like, I'm transported as soon as I click play. And then this, I'm actively reading a sex scene. I go, okay, yeah, it's getting pretty good. Yeah, the fingers are in there.
She drips down my hand and goes,
she's going, oh, I think I like.
Did you dog ear something?
I dog eared something where, like, she was fucking Margo or something. And Margo made a
gargle.
It was like a kneeling sound. And I'm like, did she go, like. It was really weird. Like, I was like, what is this? This is around the end. Keep telling me all the things that you hate about her. I'm a hater at heart. So.
Like, at the end of the day, I am truly a hater for this book. And I'm really sad because we bought this book like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we bought this a long time
ago. Long time ago. But I think the problem is that there's so little actual good lesbian media out there that this is like... all they have. And my cousin, who recommended me the book, only reads lesbian smut. She's not interested in male-female or male-male romance, which is totally, like, I get that. So when this is all you fucking have in a list of
romance. Oh, this
romance,
is it. Because I hate belly buttons. They freak me out. She goes, over the flat plane of her stomach, her tongue darting out against her belly button just to see what would happen. Margot made a high-pitched keening sound.
What is a keening sound? Oh.
I guess. I have no
idea.
Like
a squeal?
A squeal?
Why wouldn't you say
squeal? Her hands scrambling against the sheet and her hips rocking upward as she bit down on the swell of her bottom lip. So did licking her fucking belly button turn her on? I'm so confused.
I guess so.
And then it's like...
Listen, if a sexy woman licked my stomach while I was half naked, I too would squeal.
But also, like, who has the tattoo? Margot has a tattoo? I have no fucking idea what it is. She never described it. She put this huge importance on this tattoo she had on her fucking cooter.
And then we never don't mentioned it again.
It's never mentioned again.
All I pictured was squiggly lines.
I just pictured, like, a tramp stamp, but on the front.
Oh.
Yeah, before you got here.
Oh, yeah, because you're just finishing.
And I kept putting it down going, I hate this so much.
Did you read the epilogue?
Yes.
Awful.
Terrible.
Awful. It's like worst. 10 pages of fucking Margot with a baby.
Going, bah. You're like, wow, amazing.
Bah. Yep. Cool. Yep, that's beer. Oh my God. Why do people say 12 months? Oh, annoying. I did the math in my head.
Oh, it was so like...
Cringy,
bro.
This entire cringy book felt like I was reading small talk. Like, even the friend relationships didn't feel, like, friendly to me. It felt like I was reading small talk.
Like, it was like, you can talk to me. I won't push. And she's like, bet. And then that's all we hear from her.
Yeah.
Like, Elle's supposed to be the best friend. She goes, oh, and then also with, like, Olivia being this fucking irritating worry wart. Like, I'm like, bitch, I hoped her dad was dead.
I literally thought the phone call from the ex-husband.
Please be dead.
Okay, can we also say that, like, she justified literal Grand Theft Auto as, I'm not gonna let this stand in my way of happiness. Margot was right.
I'm gonna do something for me.
Yeah, literally steals a monster truck.
Like, they, you know what?
Why did it have to be a monster truck?
With them driving there, dad's dead, okay?
Yeah.
And she goes and kills her ex-husband. That
done
would have been incredible.
And then very they fuck in court his blood.
Like, it was just...
But this is what I thought was going to happen. Oh, no, her car breaks down. Margot's like, holy shit, she's not here. This isn't like her. Goes to the town and then fucking meets Olivia, like, on the side of the road or something where she's yeah broken down. And Olivia's like... Oh my God, I thought you were mad at me or something. I don't know. I
bitch
thought that's
listen
what was going to happen.
Listen.
Why did...
This is the...
They threw
the,
in so many plot
the
points.
The plot of their first chance romance is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever... Oh if God you and I were having incredible sex for a week straight and you texted me, Gus wants to get back together, I would say, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
And then if you go, well, I don't know, I really want to be with him, I'd be like, okay, fine, but like...
Never speak to me again.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, to me, that's not something to end a entire life since kindergarten friendship over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't yeah think you could go, oh, damn, okay, like, but what is that? Can we be a throuple? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you be like, okay,
wait,
but what about us?
Wait, we lived through this.
Yes,
we're still friends.
Exactly. That's what I'm, it's so unrealistic. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, like, what? Maybe that's why we hate this book. We're like, this is fucking dumb.
This isn't realistic. No, it's nuts to me, though, because it's like, they, like, it's just, I couldn't, and then being like, oh, I had to find out from your new ex-boyfriend, who's now your new boyfriend, that, you're going to a different college. You didn't think you'd fucking text the bitch? And be
yeah
like, oh my God, I heard you're going to the other college. Like, what changed your mind? Are we no longer friends?
Yeah.
And I'm also, like, the kind of bitch that's like, hey, are we good?
Yeah.
Like, are we okay?
Like, you've been
just
friends
fucked
since,
for a week.
You've
but
been
like,
friends since kindergarten. Your families know, like, oh my, like, that you
well
guys
she
are
said
besties
that, like, Brad and her were on again, off again for years. So it's like... And they fuck during their off again thing. So, like, wouldn't you be like, okay, are we still friends? Like, can we still talk? Does this change
yeah
things? And she's like, I loved you this whole time. I've loved you for all 10 years I've been with my husband. Which, like, realistic. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just so fucking dumb. It's the dumbest miscommunication. Like, I would rather a second chance romance of, like, someone literally, like, cheating. You know what I mean? As much as I hate cheating, that's a solid reason to break up and never speak again.
Yeah.
But, like, she texted him being like, Brian wants to get back together. What should I do? Which, first of all, you're a fucking idiot because she can make no choices for herself. But also, Margo already knew that.
She's giving Persephone written Hades by fucking what's her
would
name?
Would have said, are you fucking stupid?
No, yeah. But then she would have been like, you know
how
what?
Dare you?
Yeah.
No. But, like, imagine, then you don't talk for 10 years. And also, this is the one woman, your first time, and you've never told your best friend? That's fucked. Because remember, I was like, I never heard about, how come I've never heard about this? And she goes, I just didn't want to rehash my heartbreak. I have told on this podcast what my first time was like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't tell your best, you weren't having a sleepover being like, oh my God, tell me about your first time. Hee hee.
Yeah.
And she went, oh. This girl that I was in love
well,
with.
I think it's because Margot's whole thing is that she's like so closed off.
Yeah, she gets bitches.
Why do you even have friends? Like, how are you so close with these people and you don't tell
and
them
everyone
anything?
Is like, you're a raging bitch, but that's Margot.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want you. You're the glue. We wouldn't want you any other way, you awful, stinky, fucking nasty bitch. It's weird.
It's literally giving stale
but I
bread.
Did appreciate Elle being like, why don't you just fucking talk about it? Why don't you ask her how she's feeling?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think to be like, hey, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Or this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
She was, I just thought that, like, if I keep fucking her, it'll be fine. We never have to have this conversation. We live together. How awkward would that be? Bitch, you didn't have a roommate before.
Yeah.
Just, she would move out.
Yeah.
You already went 10 years. You're telling me these bitches are entering their 30s.
And can't and have a conversation.
And can't be like, hey, I have abandoned, like,
I have abandonment
issues. I've been in therapy. Please don't leave me. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but also her being like, oh, I'm driving 40 minutes to see my dad. She's like,
no,
don't leave me. Bro, that's I drive 45 and minutes then, 8 times a week.
And then Olivia being like, I don't think I can make the 40-minute drive. I'm like, you fucking stupid bitch. That's like me to you. Literally.
Literally. But, and also, fucking, what when the dad yeah. is selling his house and Olivia loses her fucking mind, your dad is a full-grown fucking adult. If he wants to sell his house.
But he could be eating regular bacon instead of turkey bacon. He says he's fine, and I don't believe him.
What does fine really mean? She yeah. was so annoying.
She was the worst.
Annoying.
Oh, I wanted that dad to die so bad. Like, I can't even tell you how badly. I just
but
wanted
then,
her to be
like what was the point? What was the whole plot point?
There
what
was the even her plot whole point? Story arc. Her
made
whole
me want
villain
to kill
arc.
Myself. Made me want to die.
Her whole villain arc was, my dad had a heart attack once. And he didn't tell me until he got to... He drove himself to the hospital.
Okay. And he's a fully grown adult.
When my opa died of a heart attack, he was having chest pains and he went for a walk. Like, he was like, my chest hurts.
Okay, but here's the other thing. Like, if you have... I have chest pains every day.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of time... Like, what about all these bitches who fucking find out they're pregnant... And giving birth when they get to the hospital and they yeah. drove themselves there. What, you're gonna be like, oh my God, don't ever go near a dick again.
Yeah.
You could get pregnant by accident.
Don't have sex because you will get pregnant and you will die.
Yeah, this is why lesbians are important. No children. But you know,
no, the whole plot was so, like, you're in your 30s.
I can't even
and you're
tell
upset
you what the
that your
plot
dad
is.
Didn't tell you. Yeah, what was the plot? She was supposed to be planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, her ex-husband is calling for stupid reasons. Block his fucking number and tell your dad, hey, I'm really stressed out about the fact that you won't open up to me. I'm in my 30s.
Bro, I wouldn't
feel like
open up to that bitch either.
Me either.
Imagine being like, I get regular UTIs. This bitch is going to be bringing me cranberry juice every day.
But that's what Margot loves about her.
She cares so much. She just cares.
She cares.
She doesn't stop caring. All she does is care.
She is a care
She's
bear.
She's a carer.
If her Care Bear had a name, what name would it be? fucking obnoxious bear? Like, yeah. What would it be?
Yeah, annoying bear.
Annoying
overbearing bear.
Overbearing bear.
And I love how the dad's like, you're a crazy bitch. Please leave me alone.
No, the dad was like, you're actually neurotic. Like, actually, he's like, take I'm a going chill fishing. Pill.
He left his phone in the car on purpose. You cannot convince me.
He went, oh, darn. Shit. My bad. I didn't answer your phone call.
And
shit.
You know what? There is one thing I'll give this author. Brad, diabolical. This guy knows this bitch has high anxiety and goes, oh, you didn't hear about the fucking listing that went up 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
He lives 2 blocks down. Is that what she said? He saw the for sale sign.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, oh, you don't want to fucking tell me where my hat is? See your dad's listing? And then not reply. He didn't send another text. He didn't follow up.
No.
He said, spiral, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked.
Diabolical, for
diabolical
sure.
Diabolical.
Honestly, ex-husband. I want a book on him. I didn't give a
me too. I need a redemption
fuck.
Arc for Brad. Full, like, therapy sessions.
Okay, but to be, like, Brad just wanted a baby. And no one would give him a baby. As they should. That guy's fucking psychotic. But his villain arc is that he thought he could change this bitch's mind. He was like,
well, first of
you
all,
need
he
me.
Fucking married a lesbian. That was your
first
issue.
Mistake. Yeah.
No wonder she doesn't want a kid. She wants box, my guy. Like, hello. Yeah. And also, you're with this bitch for 10 years, and you think that you wouldn't think by year 3 you can't change your mind?
Right?
Like, wouldn't she be like, okay, it's been 3 years, please? And she goes, no, I want a baby. And then you go, oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me try again in 7.
Yeah.
What? Like,
because you've been together since high school. I literally know couples like that, though. Like, we're going into, like, being 26. And I know couples who have been together since grade 9 of high school. And they're still not engaged. Still, like, don't have a house together or live together.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, what is your actual end goal? Do you even own a car together? I don't get it. You've been together since
you're
14.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
You're going in, you're 26.
Yeah.
Grow up. I don't get it.
No, me neither.
But it's always the like weirdos.
Yeah, it was a weird ride.
I couldn't imagine. My mom said when I was a kid, if you've been with a man for 2 years, he hasn't popped the question, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah,
and I lived by
that. But you know what? It's very like if he wanted to, he would kind of vibe, you know? It's the same within this book. If a bitch says, I don't want to have kids, and you're with her from age 15 to nearly 30, and she's still like, no, I'm not interested.
Can I also rant about couples for a second that has nothing
Please.
To do with this book? And
yes.
If you were this couple... This is at directly you. Those couples who have been together for years and instead of getting engaged, keep buying each other promise rings.
Don't get me started on the promise ring.
Full blown adults who own. Yeah. I follow a fucking couple on TikTok. You have all probably seen them. They live in, I'm pretty sure they live in like Toronto or BC or something, but they've been together since high school, full blown adults. I'm pretty sure they're older than we are. They're on their second round of promise rings. And everyone's always like, why aren't you engaged? And they're like, we'll get engaged. Like, that's not our goal. You have a promise ring. That's an engagement ring. Grow up and call it what it is. Why are you calling it a promise ring?
I have a
Are
friend.
You 12?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
That
I
literally
have a friend
gives me
whose boyfriend got her a promise ring, and it looks like an engagement ring. And I went, oh, my God, you're engaged. And she goes, oh, I wish it's a promise ring. And I said,
that's an engagement.
Please what dump
do you,
him.
What do you think an engage? What do you think a promise ring is? It's a promise
okay, listen,
to get engaged.
A promise, yes.
So what is an engagement ring?
And when
ring?
I had my promise rings, because, you know. But like,
when
that's adorable in high school.
Yes, that's
so
what I mean.
Cute.
Are you 12?
Yeah. Like, so cute. Oh, when we turn 18 and we go to college and we inevitably break up because we have to sleep with other people. Like, no, like, we'll get back together and I promise.
Yeah.
We'll get engaged.
When someone says promise ring, I'm like, promise, like, chastity belt promise? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, promise. This pussy's
like
only for you.
Like a
but
Jonas
like, honestly,
Brothers won't have sex until
at
you're
At that
married.
Point, pull a mine and get a clip piercing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do something meaningful.
Get a tattoo on your asshole of each other's initials. You're not bending over for nobody else.
No. Oh, my God.
No,
yeah.
But the actual ick is if you're past 22.
Yeah.
Like, even if 20s you're, is pushing
if you're
it.
In the working world, if you're working,
could you imagine pulling up to a corporate job and being like, our 15th anniversary of dating, I got another promise ring.
I knew this couple. I know this couple from high school, and they've been together same. Like, yeah, I think
forever.
They're posting a happy, you know, 10 years, babe. And I'm like, don't own a house together.
Which, at least rent a place
I don't even
together.
Know if they rent. To be honest, I have no idea. I'm just being a hater at this point. Like, I think they just got engaged, and then you have to deal with all the cringy, it's about time. I'm like, girl, have some fucking self-respect.
Literally.
Like, I know you've been begging for that ring for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like,
legit.
Ouch. You know what I mean? Like, ooh. So, yeah, all those babes out there, when you're like, I'm finally engaged. I understand your excitement, and I get that. But, like, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you guys have been talking about getting engaged for a while, and you've both been, like, waiting for, like, oh, a job raise. Like, if you guys both want to be, like, you don't feel fully adult yet because you haven't gotten that job raise, or you're not, like, making...
Or another thing is if you actually just don't give a shit about being married at all, period.
My sister's like that. She doesn't give a fuck. She literally told me, though, like, she wants an engagement ring with no plans of ever getting married. And, like, she mentioned it at the cottage when we were just talking about, like, jewelry and whatever. And she was like, yeah, I think I'd like a ring, but, like... Her and her boyfriend, who have been together for like 15 years, are both like, yeah, whatever, like, we're not getting married. But she's like, I think I'd like a ring. And he's like, bet, let's go to the store tomorrow. He doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, I am very pro-marriage for like the, like, traditional aspect of it. I like that vibe. That's my vibe.
I'm like,
that's my man. Like, no, if you want to leave me, take me to court.
No, you know literally, I mean? Like, same. But I wanted to be married from like a very young age.
Me too. And I always romanticized it. And I get that, like, you know, that's not people's vibe. I understand the whole controversy, but I get it. Okay, just like shut the fuck up. Like,
You're getting promise ring after promise ring, saying you're gonna get married.
Well, and also like. Fuck, now I don't remember where I was going with this.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. I'm just passionate about how much I hate promise rings. You were saying?
I agree.
So this started because you said if you're not the type of bitch who wants to get married, because not everyone does.
It's gone, so. It's gone. Oh, no. I do remember. There are a lot of, like, good legal things with being married. Like, if you're in the hospital, something happens, you know what I mean? They're hitting up his fucking mother, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be there. And if you have beef with your mother-in-law...
You're fucked.
Right? You're fucked. If you're not married, you have zero rights to that man.
The literal world is set up for monogamous marriage relationships. Yeah.
Dave and I actually had a whole conversation about this the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like set up for like hetero, like,
I don't even know if humans like are meant to be monogamous. I really don't know. The argument has gone on for centuries. It will continue to go on until the sun burns the earth. But no matter what, the world is set up for man, woman, monogamy, buy a house, have children. That's how the world is set up.
Well, in the Industrial Revolution, it's all changing now. It's all changing. But
yeah.
Exciting time to be alive. But like it's just, I think that this whole book, speaking of marriage, this whole book was so surrounded around marriage and like adult commitments and all these things. And it was just trash. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just garbo.
It was bad.
Garbo. Oh,
and I didn't even and I didn't even feel like I was reading
a plot.
Why were there so many random shit thrown in this? How many pages?
The cat named Cat. There's like over, I think it's over 300.
Her 350. That's how I feel about this book.
Like, it was just 300 you know?
65 pages of shit.
I was excited because I thought there was going to be a lot of like wedding planning stuff in there. And I love a good wedding.
There was nothing.
I love a wedding.
And then she plans a second wedding.
Hades and Persephone's wedding, cried because I read that after I freshly got married. And
I love weddings.
Like, I love weddings.
I love the wedding plot in their book as well.
Yeah. And like, I love, like, we didn't even get to see their wedding.
No.
They showed up at the rehearsal dinner. They showed up at the rehearsal late, smelling like mouthwash. And that was the end, bro.
Yeah.
That was the end of the book.
Fresh.
I came back. I drove 45 minutes. I don't fucking care.
I stole my husband's car, my ex-husband's car.
That's illegal. Like, what do you, you're worried about?
You're divorced.
You're worried about this job. You're worried about losing your job. You're going to get put in jail and charged with a federal offense. You know what?
Brad does have a redemption arc coming because 2 years later and she's not in the slammer. you know what I mean?
Right?
There was no like running joke about her getting arrested for fucking Grand Theft Auto.
There was no wrap up for the 18 billion plot points that popped up every other page. What was that?
Also, she broke
poop?
Her fucking foot in a ski boot. How do you do that?
She broke her pinky, twisted her ankle. No, she didn't break anything.
Yes, she did.
No, because she went, I think what Richard fucking Jared is right. The doctor's right. I didn't break anything. Nothing broke.
But how the fuck do you sprain a pinky toe? She's laying on the fucking snow. This bitch, Alexandria, whatever your name is, has never been skiing before in her life. She's never even seen a ski boot. I bet you $1 million she lives in California. She lives in Napa Valley. And she's like, I'm going to write a book about where the plot is that they go to a ski village.
There's so many things going on in this book that made no fucking sense.
And she breaks her fucking pinky toe wearing a ski boot skiing into a fence.
So much of this book was like them being around the friends and being like, oh, well, she likes peanut butter nut crunch. Or at least she used to.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly why she decided to be a wedding planner. She wants people's dreams to come true. Or at least she used to.
She used to really like having her nipples pinched, but... No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Oh, she really liked when I sucked on her clit. I could be wrong, though.
Like, all of this was this annoying, like,
no, not, remember no, 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 when? Listen. Nothing back was in the worse. Day. Nothing was worse when they, oh my God, when they were like, one of them said to the other, like, I would put a gun in my mouth and shoot it if it meant to save your life because I love you so much. And then they went, I don't know if they really like me. Like, that was the whole yeah. fucking book.
This
like,
is the worst like, book I've ever read in my life. Oh, like, dead ass.
I got you groceries and I bought you a foot massager and also the best dildo money could buy. And then the person would be like, I don't know if they like me.
If I was living with someone and we started fucking repetitively, consistently, like after being best fucking friends from kindergarten, haven't seen each other for 10 years, all of a sudden you're living in my house, we're fucking nonstop, I think I'd be like, hey, do you like me?
Bro, Dave and I, second date, I went, oh, you're my husband.
Bro, me with Gus. You know what I mean? Like, the day I met that man, I was like, we're dating now.
This is it. Yeah, same.
Literally.
I think Dave and I went on our second date and I went, okay, so this is a thing, right? Like, we're a thing.
Yeah.
I literally remember saying to him, like, okay, so like tie up the last few of your loose ends. And yeah, like, because we're mine. Exclusive.
Dude, that's
as of today.
I think the third time Gus and I hung out, I was like, so can I suck your dick? Like, is this what's going
people
on?
People are like, oh my God, I've been going out with this guy. We're actively hooking up, blah, 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 blah. I just like, I don't know like what we are. I could never be in a situationship unless I'm being a hoe and I'm fucking other people and you're.
I'm filming and you're, a podcast.
And you're. What the fuck is going on right now? Is this a motorcycle race? On Pride Month?
Are you okay? It must be really hard to have that small of a dick at all times of the day.
It could be one of my ex-boyfriends. Oh, that's creepy.
Go away.
You're trying to fight Dave right now. It's like, what's that?
It's like a cockfight.
No, what's that movie where he has to fight all the seven boyfriends?
Oh, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yes, Scott does.
You have to fight my seven evil exes. You have seven evil ex-boyfriends. Seven evil exes. She keeps putting the emphasis on exes because she fucked a girl once. So. I was a little bi-curious. Bi-curious? Well, I'm a little bi-furious.
What a great movie.
I should cosplay her. The bi-furious girl.
I'll be the guy in the final. Like this, looking confused.
That's actually a funny cosplay. It should be the bi-furious girl.
Anyways, what would you rate this book?
A 2 out of 10. So a 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5?
Yeah. The only thing I liked about this book was the few pieces of dirty talk. I didn't give a
like a single solitary fuck.
I like the text. I like the text in public. I love a text in public.
Being Oh, yeah.
Being like, oh, I love the way you flesh, you blush.
See, but that's the only way that I can dirty talk.
But I've also never seen anyone blush down to their fucking cooter. Have you ever seen someone?
No.
Maybe I'm not doing it right. But you know what I mean? Like she goes,
if your blushing,
nipples are so perky, and then all of a sudden this whole bitch's body is red.
Yeah, like if your entire body is turning red, see a doctor. Like that sounds like a circulatory.
She blushed all the way down to her fucking punani. They say that in the book.
No, I know. I have no idea.
Maybe Alexandria's never had sex with a woman before in her life.
I don't know. Let's see this bitch. What would you rate it? Out of 5.
2.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, cool. No shit. See? She has a weakness for good coffee Pike IPA. I was wondering why this bitch was so obsessed with fucking beer.
So obsessed.
Nobody likes beer.
Apparently lesbians do. Apparently lesbians love them so much they open up. This was the other thing. This girl had a website. Oh, you know what? The only other cute thing that we liked about it was the calls to astrology, but then they dropped them halfway through the book.
Yeah. They should have done it like kind of Love Hypothesis where they have a little thing each time.
Every chapter.
Because it clearly this bitch knows a thing or two about astrology. Because it was like pretty like.
But she would follow through with this theme and then drop it and then bring in another theme and then drop it, bring in another theme, drop it. This was the like literally messiest book ever. And I'm so sorry, Alexandria. I'm sure you're a beautiful, wonderful, amazing person, but I did not like this book, and I will not pick up another one.
Me neither.
What are we reading next week? What are we doing next week? Do we know? Cool.
You made the plans, and I wasn't listening because you hurt my feelings before, so I stopped listening.
I kept going, Michelle, can we please talk about this? And she'd be like,
Actually, no, we can't.
She'd be like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And then I'd say something and she'd go, oh my God, there's a squirrel outside my window right now. It's so cute.
No, it was a bunny and it was really close. Anyways, you know what? Yeah, be gay, do crime, steal your ex-husband's truck.
You know what? That's fair.
That is be gay, do crime.
That is fair. That's exactly what she did. Yeah. She was gay, she did crime, it's Pride Month. So she passes the vibe. Yeah. Oh, what do you rate the smut?
First, chapter 10... Like a 3.
Yeah.
I thought it was good and it was detailed. And then it's like this bitch just lost fucking steam.
Yeah.
And like it was like her editor was like, please add more sex scenes. And then she went, fine. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
So like.
It's giving you need more words in your essay.
I liked the three out of 5 for chapter 10. The book as a whole, like.
2.
Like 3. 3 is like pretty. Okay.
I'd say, yeah.
I think if you're like...
2-3.
If you're new... And I was talking to Dave about this too. And I said, Ruby Dixon and Catherine Moon fucking ruined my life. Because yeah. I read any smut and I go, eh.
Yeah. No.
Fuck. I'm telling you. It's someone who has a vendetta against me. And yeah, I read any smut book now and I go, could have been more detailed.
Could have been better.
Like, how does the inside of her vagina feel?
Yeah.
I don't have a dick, but I want to feel like I have a dick and it's in a pussy right now. You know what I'm saying?
No, I need more male perspectives.
But not even male perspectives. Like, just...
Description.
More description.
Yeah.
Like, my
Tessa Bailey's pretty good.
Tessa Bailey's good, but... She gets me a little confused.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This had me confused and lack of detail. Tessa Bailey is
detailed
but a little confusing.
Because she'll be like, I was doing disco spins on the dick. And I'm like,
literally, realistically? She's like I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, we're getting fucked from the back of the counter. And then it's like, oh my God, and his balls were in my face. And I'd be like, wait a second. How did we get here? Like, I thought we were getting hit from the back. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, because
that's what she exactly does. And like, but it's great, like, sex scenes.
It'll be like,
so, like, yeah. I'm always, like, and when I read, it's so visual. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hold it, pause, cut.
Yeah.
Rearrange.
It's somewhere else. It's giving, like, when you're having sex with your Barbie dolls and their limbs are
No, you know what it is? It's like, having sex in a dream and then waking up and trying to remember all the details.
You know what? Maybe that's what she does. She lucid dreams a sex scene. She's like, wait,
I got this down. And then she goes, uh-oh, it's fading. Just, you know, squirting on my hand. Like, that was it. Anyways,
that's so funny.
If you're a lesbian you read this, you deserve compensation.
You deserve better. You deserve therapy.
For free.
I'm actually scared for the other books my cousin recommended me now. But I have hope, but also not a lot of it.
I think I just need monster romance. Give me monster titties. Monster scissoring.
Where are all the fucking smut writers and monster lesbians? I'm mad. Give me gay vampires.
Yeah.
I want lesbian vampires.
You know what they say.
To victory.
To valor.
If you can't come in her.
Come on her.
Hand.
Wetly. Also, follow us at Lewd Literature. Oh, at Lewd _ literature on Twitter. And at Lewd Literature on everything else. Also, we have a Patreon where we talk about weird things. Woo!
Oh, yeah. We're about to film our Patreon exclusive episode right now. Lewd Library. Become
and we
a lusty
get our titties
librarian.
Out.
Do we?
Yeah.
Perfect.
See you there.
This is Lewd Literature. Bitch.
I think they're all gay right now.